Let me know if you can relate to the following feeling. So episode one of the marketing mini series, we talked about why funnels matter, why sales funnels are way better than websites, and how they are the step-by-step hold your hand approach throughout your whole sales process. And episode two, we talked about the market and how to make the market feel and think and say, I feel like they're reading my diary. They're speaking exactly to me. They're hitting the nail on the head. And then yesterday's episode, episode three, we talked about how to monetize your message in a way that makes a lot of sense for people, right? So where we can make more money, we can serve people more deeply, and we can have a really great thriving career. And maybe now you're feeling, well, who am I to do any of this? Like the doubt just kind of creeps in. I don't know. It's like you, when I feed my dog, we feed him in the laundry room in our house. It's got a tile floor, and so we don't mind if he makes a big mess. And we just kind of leave the door open sometimes, and he just kind of sneaks in there. And that's kind of how doubt is and fear is like. We have a greyhound. He's an enormous dog, and he's black, and he kind of looks like doubt and fear. And, you know, he's just kind of quiet, doesn't say a whole lot. He just kind of sneaks around and sneaks in, and that's how doubt can creep in. It's exactly like that. That's how I'm picturing what that might be like. You didn't close the door behind you, and you're about to go do something awesome, and then the doubt creeps in. And I don't know why we do this to ourselves. We start to self-sabotage and we think, well, who am I to do whatever I'm thinking? Like everybody already knows the thing that I know. And why would I even tell anybody about it? It doesn't make a difference. And that's not true. And another thing that's not true is we think, well, yeah, but so-and-so already did it. Like Oprah did a episode about it or whatever. Gary Vaynerchuk already taught about it. Or Rachel Ray already did a cooking show about my recipe or whatever, right? Like, or whatever that is. I don't know why those are the examples I thought of, but the doubt and fear creeps in. And for me, when I started to get on this vibe of funnels and marketing and advertising, I look at guys like Russell Brunson and Ryan Dice and Nicholas Kuzmich and John Loomer, and there's all these people out there that they're teaching marketing and they're teaching funnels and teaching advertising online. And I start to get really bummed out. And if you've ever been there before, I want you to stay tuned for this episode. I'm going to tell you how to get over that and why it's not true and why that thought's not serving you. See you there. Want to know what it really takes to build a thriving, profitable business from the ground up? Hey, I'm your host, Cody Burch, and this is the Cody Builds a Business podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build a seven-figure online business from scratch or die trying. Let's get started. Welcome to episode four of the marketing mini series. And on this episode, we're going to talk about specialization. It's the next part of the framework where we get really clear on the other parts of the framework. It's the next thing we're going to do. And I want you to really listen and tune into this episode and like really lean in as I tell you some truths that you need to hear. And as you may recall, this is part of a nine-part series and it's walking through the 1 Hour Funnel book. And so to get your own copy and to follow along, go to 1hourfunnelbook.com and you can get a free copy. I'll mail you a copy. You can get one on Amazon or Kindle or however you like to consume media and content. And today I want to talk about specialization. Now, here's where this comes from, right? It's like what I said in the introduction. We just think that somebody else has already done our thing and they've done it better. And I've gone through this. My wife has gone through this in her business with event planning. She, you know, said like, well, I learned from this institute and they're already kind of doing, that's how you teach event planning. And so like, why would I do that? And that's just not true. And here's why it's not true. You're the only person with your history and your life experience and your sequence and your set of circumstances that has ever gone through what you've ever gone through before in the history of the world. And so that's your unique perspective. You're not, for me, I'll just talk to myself, like I'm not Ryan Dice. We're about the same age, but he went to the University of Texas. I went to the University of Oklahoma. He runs a $100 million company and I don't run a $100 million company yet. Like we're just not the same. Like we know some of the same stuff and we followed some of the same influencers. We've read some of the same books, but my take on marketing and my perspective on it, it's just different. It's just my perspective. There are no, my wife and I were talking last week about the idea of a dark horse that literally nobody's ever done anything exactly the same way that anybody else has ever done it in the history of the world. It's a weird thought if you think about it. And I mean, I don't mean like casually, but for me, so here's who I am. I used to be a computer science major at the University of Oklahoma. I never did that for a career in my life. Then I was in fundraising. Then I was in the mortgage business. Then I built up a mortgage business branch. I was going to call it an agency, a branch. Lost it all when the collapse hit in 2008, 2009. Then I went to get a desk job, climbed the ladder there, had about a 15-person team under us. We did several million dollars in sales. And then I quit that job in 2015 and started my own agency. And I work with lots of other types of clients. And I'll just kind of stop there. Like that's never been done before that exact way. That's my story. That's nobody else's story. There is no blueprint for, yeah, here's what you do. You get a degree in computer science from the University of Oklahoma. You get married while you're a senior in college. You move to Colorado Springs and start a branch of a mortgage agency or a mortgage business. There I go again, see? You do that until you lose everything. And then you go work, like there's no script. Like that's never been done before. I heard recently in the news, Donald Trump was talking about, he wanted a positive story from the New York Times. because he's like, nobody's done what I've done before. And I thought about it and I thought, I don't know what he meant by that. He might have meant like never, you know, a business person or whatever has never gotten into politics before and been president. Or he might have meant a real estate developer from New York. Does that make sense? Like, or he might have meant like a guy named Donald with, you know, crazy hair and orange skin and whatever. Like, it's literally never been done the way before. So I want you to think about that as you think, well, who am I to take this idea for this product or service or this nonprofit or this widget to the marketplace? Somebody else has done it. No, they haven't. Not like you've done it. Not like your life experiences. Not under the same set of circumstances or challenges or opportunities that you've been through. Now, I think some way we get this out of whack is we look at other people and go, well, yeah, but they are blank. They are better looking than I am. Or I don't know what's going through your head right now. The people you look up to that are holding you back, what is it about them? Like, well, they have a big audience, you know, or they drive a nicer car than I do and they're better on camera, or they're better at video, or they're better at audio, or I'm better at them in this area, right? And we just start to compare ourselves to other people. And number one, that's not a very useful thing. Comparison's not very healthy. A friend of mine told me once, comparison is the thief of joy. Not sure who said that before, but you never really be happy if you're comparing yourself to somebody else. They're like always going to be somebody younger, fitter, richer, faster, taller, with better skin, or whatever it is that you're using to compare people to. And it's not helpful, not a very useful thought. So I want you to let that take root as you start to get ready to take your message to the marketplace, to realize and puff your chest out a bit and stand up a little bit straighter and go, Cody's right. There's never been somebody like me in this circumstance with what I know and the way I know it and the order that I've done it and blah, 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 that's going to do this. It's never happened. And you get really confident and go, oh, he's right. I am the only person that can take this message this way to the marketplace. I want to talk a little bit about epiphanies. And epiphany is when you got the idea for your thing. So the idea might have hit you like a bolt of lightning. Now, if you're like me, you get an idea for something for Red Anchor Marketing or for 1 Hour Funnel or whatever. And you get excited about it. And then you scoop up the domains and you grab the Twitter handle and the Instagram handle and the Facebook page because you want to own that intellectual property. And you get really excited. And you start to maybe sketch out a business plan or sketch out prototypes of what the thing could look like. And for me, I make a big Trello board and just kind of do a brain dump of all the ideas. And then maybe you even search for trademarks on Google. Or like when I started Red Anchor Marketing, full transparency, I was going to call it Blue Anchor Marketing. And blue is like just irrelevant. I just thought the idea of an anchor is interesting and that it means you can be centered and grounded and steady and firm in the waves and winds of entrepreneurship. So anchors are kind of an interesting like symbol or icon for me. But I was going to call it blue. Turns out there is a Blue Anchor Marketing. I think it's blueanchormarketing.com. They're going to wonder why they got, you know, 5 more hits on their website today than usual. And they did like, I don't know, they did something. I don't know what they did. They did some kind of marketing, but it wasn't really a competitor and they had a blue anchor. I was like, cool. I also like red. I've got red shoes and at the time had a red car and glancing around my office now, I still have everything red. I'm still wearing red shoes and a red shirt. And I've got a red iPhone charger and I've got a red espresso machine and a red microphone I'm speaking into now. I just like it. So boom, Red Anchor Marketing, done. The domain was available. I grabbed it and off to the races. I got the idea for 1 Hour Funnel. I was in the back of the room hearing somebody speak. I remember that's when it hit me. I was like, I can teach people to build a funnel in an hour. I'm just going to call it 1 Hour Funnel, like the 4-hour work week, but for funnels. And so I wrote it down and then I trademarked the name and got the website and that whole thing, right? And then since then, I've scooped up a lot of other 1 hour ideas, right? Like 1 hour, I own a bunch of other 1 hour blank.com, like 1 hour things, okay? And so that's when I got the idea. And then you get really excited. And so for me, I'll like run and tell my wife, like, babe, like I had this idea. I thought of this thing and look, here's what it could be. Here's how it could work. Do you remember that moment? Like you have to have had that or you wouldn't really be tuning into this podcast because by now in this part of the mini series here, you've got something you're trying to sell and get to more people. Let's just call that your epiphany moment. Now, an epiphany is defined as, quote, a new grasp of reality through a simple striking event, end quote, and, quote, open quotes again, an illuminating discovery or realization. So in our quest to stand out above the noise, the epiphany is our origin story. And it's our why, right? In his book, Expert Secrets, Russell Brunson describes an epiphany as simply a story that takes someone through the emotional experience that got you excited about the new opportunity you're presenting to them. So that's what I want to think about for a minute. Like nobody else has had the epiphany that you've had before. So a fun exercise I'm going to give you for today is to think back through your epiphany moment. I want you to take a few minutes and recall the moment, if you can, in as much detail as possible when you got your idea for your business or for your product or for your service. Where were you? Who were you with? What did the room look like? Who was next to you? Do you remember any of those things? Like, what did you do after that? Who'd you tell about it? And then what happened? So a fun framework to use is once upon a time, and then answer that. So once upon a time, I remember I was on a flight with my friend Jeremiah. I still worked at our 9-to-5 job. Jeremiah had just quit to go start his own consulting agency, this 9-to-5 job that we had. We were flying out to Atlanta to man the exhibit booth for an event that we were speaking at. And on the way out there, I told him about Red Anchor Marketing. I said, I got this idea, it's Anchor, and here's the way I think about anchors, and here's why I like the color red. And he looked at me, I was like wearing all red with a red watch and the red shoes. Like, yeah, I can see that. And told him all about it and what it could be. Well, I could do this, I could do that, I could do this service, I could charge this much. And if only I could get it figured out in this way, then it could really be something. He's like, yeah, maybe you should go for that. And I was like, well, not right now. Like, you just quit. There's only four of us. Now there's just three of us. Like, I got to give it a minute. But that was the beginning of me inventing Red Anchor Marketing and filing Red Anchor Marketing as an LLC with the Colorado Secretary of State, and then grabbing up the domain and making a little logo in Canva with a, you guessed it, a red anchor. So that's my once upon a time. And then what happened? So finish this transition statement, suddenly, and then tell your story. So for me, once upon a time, got the idea on this flight, and then suddenly I found myself not happy where I was at, not making the money I wanted to make, not being where I wanted to be in life as an employee. And so I jumped and I left and I quit and I started my own digital marketing agency called Red Anchor Marketing, and I was in with both feet full time. And then what happened next, right? So like that, like the rest of that framework is once upon a time, suddenly, and then luckily, and then happily ever after. Well, I'm still living my journey, so I don't know the happily ever after. But for me, for Red Anchor Marketing, I already told you suddenly, the luckily could be, well, luckily I had a skill set that people wanted and I was really, really good at Facebook ads and marketing. It turns out lots of people wanted that. And so I did that for them and then lived happily ever after, right? But that's not, I mean, I'm still working on this and still hustling with the 1-hour funnel stuff. So for me, what I wrote down is I came up with the idea for the 1-hour funnel after talking to lots of entrepreneurs that were tired of spending a lot of money on developers, getting stuck in techno hell and letting their ideas die. So suddenly I created a system where they can get high converting traffic ready funnels made in only an hour of their time. So in a sentence, you could say, I created the 1-hour funnel to help busy entrepreneurs take back control of their marketing, right? So that's my epiphany statement. It's my experience. It's my people, my relationships, my conversations. And that's what I want you to think about as well. So take a minute, write out your epiphany statement. Remember back when you got your idea, who were you with? Where were you at? What did the room look like, smell like, feel like? Were you hot or were you cold? Were you alone? Were you with other people? Were you on a mountaintop in Colorado and get this idea like lightning? When did you think about it? And then honor the uniqueness of your experience. And that's why this section or this episode is called specialization, and why you're the only person on the planet that can take your idea to market. And then take another second and then tell that once upon a time to yourself or to a friend or to a loved one or to me, like call me or DM me or something and say, hey, here's my deal. Like once upon a time, this thing happened to me. Suddenly I was in this scenario and luckily I had this skill set or whatever. And that's why I invented the widget. And then, you know, what is that thing? What does it do? How does it help people? Does that make sense? So own it. Love it, feel it. And that's the end of episode 4 of the mini of the marketing miniseries. Thank you for checking out this episode 4 of 9 of the marketing miniseries. I'm having so much fun putting this together. A couple things, make sure you subscribe to the show. And then when you wake up tomorrow, you'll have episode 5 in your podcast player ready to be listened to. So a little bit about episode 5, it is about transformation. Okay, now we've talked about this a bit on the show so far, but the more clearly you can articulate the transformation that you provide to people, the easier you will have selling your stuff to them. So we'll talk all about that tomorrow on episode 5 of 9 of the marketing miniseries, and I can't wait to see you there.